The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
What was the last film you saw?
The last film I saw was probably Saturday Night Fever that I spoke about.
Right, and you've only watched it once, but it's your favourite film.
Well, yeah, I don't watch many films, so...
Right, look, just pull yourself up a little bit closer to that microphone, all right? And I just want to, you know, because we're taking you out of your comfort zone. There's a reason for this, because you are, you know, you love politics, American politics, budget, and all the rest of it. And we just saw you don't like football, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you you're not a football fan at all, then?
Well, I do have a team that I support, but that's just because of my family.
All right, so I'm guessing there's a I know you've mentioned this already. There's a Birmingham. Your family are from Birmingham.
Yeah, my mother's side is. Yeah.
All right, so look, you're either sky blue or royal blue, I would imagine.
Not me personally. No, there was a big like with many politics things. There was a shift over time.
Oh no, I don't mean politics. I mean football.
No, I know, but. Club-wise.
Oh, so come on, let's just go to... Are you a Birmingham or a Coventry City fan?
Neither. I used to support Villa, and that was before... Before the great shift happened, and my family started supporting another club because of, you know, various meeting people and whatnot.
Oh, right. So, I see. You used to be an Aston Villa fan, but you're now
not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who do you support now then?
Well, I don't really follow.
Is there another team in Birmingham?
No, it's a completely different team, to be honest. I don't really follow it that closely much, and I never really did back then, but.
All right, so the team you support?
Well, the team I support, because the rest of my family supports it, is Man City at the moment.
Oh.
It's at the moment, it's been for a while.
Oh, right, so you're a glory hunter then?
Well, no, because this was way back when in 2018. The shift happens.
Right. Okay, so you are a Man City fan. Have you ever been to watch a football match?
I have, yeah.
Have you? See, yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
It was...
Which one?
I think it was City versus Southampton in Southampton.
Right, okay, so you went to St Mary's?
Yeah, I went to St Mary's, yeah.
And who won?
I can't quite remember, actually. I think it was a relatively unconsequential match.
Right, okay. Because, let's be honest... If I went to my first football match, which I remember my first football match, I could tell you the score, who scored. I could even tell you some of the crowd and who played.
Well, it was a very overstimulating experience to me, so it's sort of just...
Right, and you've never been back since?
No.
And have you got any plans to go back?
Maybe one day, but...
Do you ever sit down and watch a World Cup?
I do follow the World Cup quite closely, actually. That's probably the one major thing that I do follow.
Name three countries that have won a World Cup.
England, 1966.
Oh, look at you.
Italy.
Yeah.
Sometime after 2010, because I know we lost to Italy in one of the finals.
Oh, yeah, that was a European final.
Yeah.
Yeah. In actual fact, I think Italy won the very first World Cup.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And then there was Brazil that won one of them sometime.
Oh, they won loads.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've named three countries that won a World Cup, so, you know, you're quite switched on. Do you know any... Who's the manager of Man City at the moment, do you know?
I think they're changing it, because used to be Guardiola, but I think he's retiring now, isn't he?
Oh, he's still there.
Oh, he's still there?
He's still there, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's retiring, he ain't that old.
Well, I don't know, retire. I think I saw something a while ago about switching the manager off.
Okay. Do you know where Man City play?
Yeah, Manchester, Etihad Stadium.
Manchester's great. That's sort of... See, I love watching those programmes where you put... You know, you go into little schools, and little kids about 5 years old, and they'll answer these questions in a really funny way. And you say, yeah, I know where they play. Yeah, Manchester, isn't it?
No, it's the Etihad Stadium, which
is... It is, yeah. Do you remember where they used to play?
No, not really. Like I said, I don't really follow it very closely.
Right. What about Aston Villa? Where did they play? Do you remember?
Villa Park.
Yeah, see, you were quite switched on, aren't you?
Well, not really. I just gathered little tidbits over time that all sort of...
Because what's the ultimate when you leave education? You want... There's lots of things that you want to do, but media is one of them, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's more like news journalism, not necessarily sports reporting.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is what irritates me. When you watch Pointless and they say, oh, I don't really know anything about sport, and oh, I don't really know anything about that, and you think, well, if you're a journalist, then you need to know. Just say, for instance, if there's a World Cup or Pep Guardiola is actually retired, it's a news story, isn't it?
I mean, I guess so, yeah, but there's different elements to journalism. There's traditional current affairs news, and there's sports journalism, and historically, those two have been very separate fields.
Mm.
I mean, like, if you pick up a newspaper, for example, you won't see some guy in court for speeding offences right next to local team wins some league or something. You know,
that's what paper you buy, I guess.
That is fair.
When was the last time you bought a newspaper?
Fairly recently, actually.
You're joking me.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. No,
last week. Last week?
Yeah.
What, a newspaper?
A newspaper,
what
yeah.
was the newspaper, can you
it
say?
It was, I think it was the Morning Star, and that's just for politics.
The Morning Star, and that yeah. is a political paper, isn't it?
It is a political paper, yeah.
What did, I mean, I'm intrigued now. So you went into the old news agents.
Yeah.
And you said, a Morning Star, please.
Well, they've got racks, sort of picked it up. But
so
it's
you picked it up.
One of the ones that's not actually on a rack, it's on the little bottom shelf in amongst, you know, right. the Financial Times and that.
Is it a daily one? Or?
It is a daily paper, yeah.
Did they give you a strange look?
I don't know.
I would have done. Morning Star? This young man in your Morning Star?
Well, you know, I get my news from a wide variety of sources, so it's not like I just read that.
No, brilliant. Hey, look, we've got to go into some Diana Ross, and hopefully you're going to come back very soon.
Hopefully.
And what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Whew, I don't know, really. Going to have lunch and do various things, bits and bobs.
Oh, what? You enjoy. Yeah.